Mesa officials say about 125 residents have visited the city's Resource Information Center since it opened Wednesday morning. Monday's storms and floods damaged as many as 250 homes in Mesa, but city spokesman Stephen Wright isn't surprised with the number of people who've come in.
We're still trying to get the word out. Some people, I think, the damage may not be as severe as they thought. But again, it's just trying to get the word out. And it's critical that we get these residents to come in and businesses, if there's damage to the building, to come in. We've got to assess and come up with an estimate of what the damage is. That's part of the requirements in trying to trigger that disaster declaration so we can get FEMA dollars available to help these people that have been impacted by that storm.
What kinds of things are you hearing from folks who are coming in? What kinds of services are they looking to get?
Well, obviously, initially, it was cleaning supplies, things to help with. A lot of people were coming in saying that, you know, we need laundry supplies, we need food. So initially, it was just that kind of first-level type of stuff. Now, I think it's shifting more to things like how do we mitigate against mold and some of the things that typically come if you've had a flood. A lot of it is really, now that we've got our food and stuff like that, how do we clean up? Because most of these people didn't have flood insurance.
Mesa spokesman Stephen Wright, he says the center will stay open at least through Monday. It's located at Fire Station 202 on Stapley, just south of 8th Avenue.